Well, it's a privilege to go into the presence of God as we look to Him to prepare us to hear His word. So let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege to be in your presence. We thank you for who you are. You are the Lord of hosts, the King of Israel, the great I am, the everlasting God, the God of the ages, the King of the ages. We bless and praise you and exalt your holy name and thank you for knowing you, and we thank you for coming to reveal yourself to us in your Son Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the light of the world, and thank you for revealing that light to our hearts so that we can believe that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through you. And Lord, we commit this study to you today. We pray that your Holy Spirit, the teacher, will instruct us in your ways. And I thank you, submitting myself to the authority of your Holy Spirit to do the work that you have appointed him to do in me and through me for the praise and glory of Jesus Christ. And we pray these things all in the precious and powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. Well, having completed our verse-by-verse study of 2 Peter, I would like today to recite the whole book before we begin a new series in our study of God's Word. So if you have your Bibles with you, please turn them to 2 Peter. And will you please now listen carefully as I attempt to recite 2 Peter from the updated New American Standard Bible, which is the most literal translation of the Bible into our English language. So here we go from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, Simon Peter, a bond servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received a faith of the same kind as ours, by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. In the knowledge of God, I'll get it straight.
Yeah.
In the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these he has granted to us his divine, he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Now for this very reason also, be in all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence. And in your moral excellence, knowledge. And in your knowledge, self-control. And in your self-control, perseverance. And in your perseverance, brotherly kindness, godliness. And in your godliness, brotherly kindness. And in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. You can take your seat.
We didn't know you were here. We thought you'd come down there.
Well, I've been here for a long time. So, in this way, the eternal kingdom, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. Therefore, I will always be ready. Therefore, I will always be ready to remind you of these things, even though you already know them and are established in the truth which is present with you. I consider it right that as long as I'm in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by way of reminder, knowing that the laying aside of my earthly dwelling is imminent, as also our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And he goes on to say, has made clear to me. And I will also be diligent, to that at any time after my departure, you will be able to call these things to mind. For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to him by the majestic glory. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts. But know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will. But men, moved by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God. Chapter 2. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of the truth will be maligned. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to pits of darkness reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a preacher of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, and if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to destruction by reducing them to ashes, having made them an example to those who will live ungodly lives thereafter, And if he rescued righteous Lot, oppressed by the sensual conduct of unprincipled men. For what he saw and heard, that righteous man, while living among them, felt his righteous soul tormented day after day by their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation and to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment. And especially those who indulge the flesh in its corrupt desires and despise authority, daring, self-willed. They do not tremble when they revile angelic majesties. Whereas angels, who are greater in might and power, do not bring a reviling judgment against them before the Lord. But these, like unreasoning animals, born as creatures to be captured and killed, reviling where they have no knowledge, will in the destruction of those creatures also be destroyed, suffering wrong as the wages of wrong, suffering wrong as the wages of doing wrong. They count it a pleasure to revel in the daytime. They are stains and blemishes, reveling in their deceptions as they carouse with you, having eyes full of adultery that never cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, having a heart trained in greed, accursed children. Then he goes on to say, forsaking the right way, they have gone astray. Having followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but he received a rebuke for his own transgression when a mute donkey, speaking with the voice of a man, restrained the madness of the prophet. These are springs without water, and mists driven by a storm, for whom the black darkness has been reserved. For speaking up arrogant words of vanity, they entice by fleshly desires, by sensuality, those who barely escape from the ones who live in error. Promising them freedom, while they themselves are slaves of what? Corruption. For by what a man is overcome, by this he is enslaved. For if after they have escaped the defilements of the world by the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and are again entangled in them and are overcome, the last state for them is worse than the first. For it would be better for them if they had not known the way of righteousness than, having known it, to turn away from the holy commandment handed on to them. It has happened to them according to the true proverb: a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow after washing returns to wallowing in the mire. Chapter 3. This is now, beloved, the second letter I am writing to you, in which I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder, that you should remember the words spoken beforehand by the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior spoken by your apostles. Know this first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. But when they maintain this, it escapes their notice that by the word of God the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and by water, through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. But by his word, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat? But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be all the more diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless. And regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. Just as our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, wrote to you, in which, as also in all his letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which the untaught and unstable distort, as they do also the rest of the scriptures, to their own destruction. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard, so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men, and fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this exercise of reciting the whole of 2 Peter that we have studied. I thank you for the message in it, the message that looks to the past, the message that looks to the present, and the message that looks to the future. In the past, the world was destroyed. In the present, this present heavens and earth are being kept for your last day of judgment. And yet, Lord, you gave us a future that we can look forward to, a future of being in your presence, in new heavens and new earth, in which righteousness dwells. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you made that possible. Without you, we will not have that future to look up to. But because you came because you died on the cross for us, we can have a future that we can look forward and never, never be disappointed. I give you all the praise, I give you all the glory, and I give you all the honor for your goodness toward each one who believes in you. And Lord, if there's someone here today who does not believe in you, I pray that your Holy Spirit will convict that person of his or her need for faith in Jesus Christ in order to receive forgiveness for all his or her sins, past, present, and future. And now, Lord, I pronounce your blessing upon your people. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. And all God's people said, Amen.